And what are the most common trauma responses?
So the most common trauma responses are fight, flight, and freeze. And those responses are ingrained in the body and the brain. And they help keep people safe in dangerous situations. So most people have a preferred response when they're confronted with a threat or they feel afraid, although some use a combination of both. And these responses can vary from person to person, and they're dependent on the context. So when the body senses danger and sounds the alarm and mobilizes for action, these trauma responses, and that produces a spike in the cortisol or the stress hormone and helps mobilize these responses in the body.
How do children who have been exposed to early trauma respond to their environment?
So as mentioned, children who have endured early trauma have high levels of cortisol from experiencing a repeated stress response for prolonged periods of time, and no adult has come to help calm them down. So those elevated cortisol levels cause that child to overreact to stress and go into that trauma response quickly and often. So when a child has experienced trauma, their brain has strengthened that trauma response pathways, and they discarded other pathways that might be useful for non-threatening situations. So this means that even in conditions of mild threat, their brain is hardwired and organized to respond with that trauma response. That's the response they've been practicing their whole life, and that's the response the brain usually comes up with, that trauma response as fight, flight, or freeze.
What type of behavior does a traumatized child exhibit during a toxic stress response?
So children who have experienced early trauma often respond to even a very mild stressor with one or a combination of common stress responses, fight, flight, or freeze. For example, a child who uses a fight response will become aggressive towards others, sometimes with very small or even perceived threat. It might result in them pushing, hitting, kicking, biting, or throwing things at peers or school staff members. The trigger might seem mild or even non-existent to the adult. The adult might not even notice it, but the child will perceive it as a threat and then go right into fight mode. In other cases, a child will default towards a flight response when they feel threatened. So again, might be a very mild trigger, and the child might run excessively through their environment, bolt out of the house or school, or run away from an adult. Sometimes a child in flight mode is not even aware of the environment around them, so they could bulldoze through people or even run across a busy street without looking. The other response is a freeze response, and in a freeze stress response, it looks quite different. This child might totally withdraw from the situation, they might refuse to speak or move, they might seem like they're in a daze or they're looking bored, distracted, or even confused or forgetful. They might not respond to adults or peers in the environment at all and just completely shut down. So in some cases, children who've experienced complex trauma will use one or all three of those different combination of stress responses.
And what is the school experience like for a child who has experienced trauma?
Well, a child who's experienced early trauma can be very activated in a school environment. As we know, a school has so many different adults and children. They're all moving, talking, interacting with the child, often in ways that are unpredictable or unexpected. A traumatized child is constantly scanning their environment. They're looking for threats, and their stress response is activated very, very easily. So as a result, they can respond with a flight, fight, or freeze set of behaviors in lots of different environments. And in lots of cases at school, the school staff might not even be able to identify the trigger or what it was that triggered that flight response in the child, but the child himself only noticed it. So one of the biggest challenges and frustrations with a child with a history of trauma is that their stress response system is faulty. And that overactive limbic system often perceives threat when there's none. And the child exhibits this unpredictable, aggressive, or disruptive behavior that might be unsafe for themselves or others. This behavior is often perceived as inappropriate and annoying or irritating by the school staff and their peers, and it might result in them being punished by the adults or even shunned by their peers.